News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Housing Minister Owen Murphy has pledged to remove height restrictions on apartment blocks. Will that improve the situation, or could it actually make it worse? To discuss this, we're joined by Ona Brin, Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, and Tom Parland, the Director General of the Construction Industry Federation. Ona Brin, I might start with you first. You believe this could actually, and I know others agree with you, Orla Hegarty, for example, writing today in the Times Ireland edition, she's saying this could fuel an already overheated land market. It sounds kind of counterintuitive. Why could it make the situation worse, in your view?
Well, because what it'll do is it'll increase the value of the land that's currently, I suppose, zoned for residential development and where you might have planning permissions for apartments or houses. And of course, if it increases the value of the land, that will increase the sale price of the houses or the apartments at the end of that. But it's also to put a bit of context to this. There are already areas of Dublin City that are designated for high rise, although the county development plan or the city development plan acknowledges the city as a whole is low rise. But in some senses, what Owen Murphy has done is just made another announcement, a long series of announcements that isn't really going to have much impact. What we need is not just more homes and apartments in the city, but they have to be affordable. And there is nothing in the minister's announcement that is either A, in my view, going to see a significant increase in the availability of homes, but crucially the availability of affordable homes.
Not a panacea, but all over the world and in Europe, they do build, you know, they build bigger than what have we got at the moment, 16 to 28 metres, 50 metres plus in very exceptional circumstances. All over Europe, they do build high rise and they get affordable housing from that.
Not necessarily. So, for example, there are many cities, whether Vienna or Barcelona, which are medium to low rise, but they have higher densities. And there's a confusion in the debate by automatically allowing 10 or 15 stories gives you higher densities. Well, that depends on how it's built. I'm not arguing against higher densities and I'm not arguing against high rise. What I'm saying is we have areas of the city already designated for high rise. Some of them haven't been developed yet and obviously we'd like to see that. But what we need is a focus on building good quality, affordable homes in the city.
Okay. Think high rise could make the situation worse?
Well, Dublin City Council have already said there are places for high rise, so let's build it there. Yeah. But in other places, for example, that aren't high rise today, if you increase the heights permissible, that will increase the value of the land, it will increase the sale price, and that'll push it even further out of reach. And the biggest reason why people aren't living in the city centre today isn't because there aren't homes, although that's part of the problem. The homes that are there simply aren't affordable, that's the nut we have to crack.
Okay, Tom Parland, do you agree or do you disagree with that?
I agree that the removing of the height caps is a positive move. You know, we have a ridiculous situation where on the same street in Dublin at the moment, you can have a higher cap for commercial than residential. And that doesn't make any sense.
What about Owen's point that it could actually make the situation worse? That it'll drive up the price of land. Orla Hegarty writing today as well, it could actually make it slower to build. The extra floors will make it more expensive to build.
Well, what it will do, and I'd believe and expect that the bulk of those sites are already acquired, it is going to add between 10 and 20% capacity. Like the extra apartments that you can get on a site will be about 10 to 20%.
Does that drive up the cost of land?
Well, look, it may give added value to the site, but there's no question it is more expensive to build higher. You obviously have to increase the whole infrastructure as you go up higher. And in terms of fire safety, which is a major issue now, once you go, I think, above 6 or 7 stories, you've got to install a sprinkler system. So there are extra costs, but it is going to allow somebody at the moment that has planning for 400 units, if they can get up another 450 units, certainly in terms of the supply situation, it is going to be very, very positive.
Why do your members, and I still see it all over the city. There's one going up in Greystones, for example. Why do your members always prefer to build those kind of low-density, semi-detached houses? Why do you just make more money on those? Is it uneconomic to build the kind of developments we see in the rest of Europe?
Well, it's uneconomic to build apartment blocks at the moment. because, first of all, the funding situation is extremely difficult. And despite the government announcing their home building finance initiative in the last budget, it hasn't materialised yet. But if you build the three beds that you talk about on the outskirts, you can build half a dozen of them, have a show house, and sell the first five or six before you move on. Whereas if you move into a 100 or 200 unit apartment block, you got to build out the absolute entire unit and have
you don't get any money in until
so you don't get
built.
Any money in, and it's a much bigger investment. So you know, certainly some of the changes that the minister has announced in terms of the dual aspect, the units per core and the percentage of studios, they are positive and they are making it. And I think this further announcement, and the sooner that it bears fruit, because it's not going to be a free for all. Obviously, the planner still will decide whether it's the best for the area, if it's in a low rise area, if it's going to cause shadowing and so on. You know, that won't happen. So
okay.
I think in terms of good design, there's good design and good planning now. And I think overall it's a very positive move.
Owen, what do you, I mean, you accuse the minister basically of just of making announcement after announcement. Are things starting to happen? Do you have sympathy with the point Tom Parnell was making as to why they builders tend to go for the semi-detached kind of traditional housing estate that's very low density?
Well, first of all, there's more medium density being granted planning permission and built out at the minute than you're suggesting. So my own constituency in Adamstown or the Clonburris Strategic Development Zone, particularly around transport hubs, local authorities are giving good planning permissions and builders are beginning to build mid-density, and that's very welcome. Tom is absolutely right. Access to finance and the way in which finance is structured is causing a lot of difficulties, and Home Building Finance Ireland, which was announced in the budget but we haven't heard of it since, is a good idea so long as those loans that would be provided through the Strategic Investment Fund are linked to affordability. But the big gap here is this. Right across the city centre, we have significant pieces of public land. St Michael's there and Inchicore. The state could be funding Tom's members to build good quality social affordable homes led by the local authorities that could fill the gap that's there in the market today. There would be public housing.
Like old-fashioned public housing estates?
Good quality mixed income, mixed tenure public housing estates that would have social, that would have affordable rental and would have affordable sale on those prime sites.
Okay.
They could be done. They could be done substantially cheaper.
Would your members
and
want to build
Tom's
those?
Members could be busy building them,
very much so.
And people could be living in them.
And like we've heard of the scale of the land owned by the state, and now we have the National Regeneration Development Agency being set up. It needs to sort of take control of that, put the money into state hands, put the land into state hands, and then put it out by a fairly simple licensing system. Our current government procurement system is grossly out of date. It doesn't make any sense. It takes forever to get projects before you can even engage a design team, not to mention
a
developer.
All right, more agreement than disagreement maybe between the two of you. Then we'll leave it there. Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, and Tom Parlin, Construction Industry Federation Director General. Thanks indeed for talking to us.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.